Thank you for joining us. Armenia's prime minister says 49 of his soldiers have been killed in fighting with Azerbaijan. The fighting began along the border early on Tuesday. Armenia says the Azeri army began shelling military positions around three cities, but Azerbaijan says it was responding to a buildup of Armenian landmines and weapons. Leaders are working to stabilize the situation and their reports of a shaky ceasefire. Let's speak to Farid Shafiev, who's the chairman of the Center of Analysis of International Relations and a former Azeri ambassador. He joins us from Baku. Thank you very much for being with us. We have right now each side accusing the other of starting these latest hostilities. What sparked the recent flare-up in violence as far as Azerbaijan is concerned?
Well, as we know all that Azerbaijan suffered from 30 years of Armenian occupation of internationally recognized territory, and war in 2020 ended with the liberation of being part of Azerbaijan's territory. Now, both countries are working towards the peace agreement, peace treaty, and but it was quite positive development in Brussels under the auspices of the European Union, speaking about the auspices of the President Charles Michel of the European Council. Unfortunately, Azerbaijan made proposal to establish peace based on the mutual recognitions of territorial integrity of two countries. Unfortunately, this last meeting, which happened in end of August, didn't go well because the Armenian side again tried to bring to the table the issue of so-called Nagorno-Karabakh. Basically, they're speaking about independence of Nagorno-Karabakh. So we have the a peace proposal, peace package, which includes territorial integrity as a core principle of international law. In the meantime, an Armenian side trying to bring back the issue of independence of Nagorno-Karabakh under different phraseology.
But what was it, sir, that started this latest fighting? And who started it? The Armenians are accusing Azerbaijan of shelling their military positions around three cities. What happened?
Happened that from the territory of Armenia, where it was always some shellings and some strikes. Basically, if we look at the history of the conflict, everything happened on the territory of Azerbaijan, destruction, military actions. And this time, Armenia also launched a series of provocations. But Azerbaijan decided this time to respond more decisively. It was large-scale response. And I think from now on, Armenia won't have a free exercise, you know, just shelling and because of some security umbrella from the third countries, Azerbaijan was cautious to respond.
Speaking of third countries, there are some in Armenia who say Azerbaijan is being encouraged by Russia to provoke Armenia. What do you respond to that?
Well, Armenia is Russian ally. Russia has military base in Armenia. This is complete nonsense, sorry, but everyone knows that these two countries, Armenia and Russia, are member of the same military unit, military alliance.
The specific areas that have been targeted in the last 24 hours are in the south of Armenia. What is the significance of these areas to Azerbaijan?
There are some military installations, including air defense system S-300, and some other military installations. So we, the Minister of Defense of Azerbaijan acted against those military targets.
Russian peacekeepers were deployed as part of the ceasefire, which was brokered by President Putin in 2020 to end the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh. But they've now been replaced. What is Azerbaijan's sense of where the situation is headed? And would Azerbaijan like to see more Russian involvement or a third party perhaps negotiate a ceasefire, a permanent, more solid ceasefire between the two sides?
You know, we offered Armenia to work on bilateral basis, though probably, you know, some interlocutors or the mediators like European Union will be beneficial and will be useful. But again, we prefer to resolve our issues bilaterally and establish long-term platform for peace, which is peace treaty based on the mutual recognition of territorial integrity.
Thank you for talking to us, Farid Shafiev, Chairman of the Center for Analysis of International Relations in Baku. Thank you very much for your time.